This contract looks good to me.
I'll say it looks good. It's in my proprietary font, Shelvetica.
I want to say something obnoxious, but it is easy on the eyes.
I'm a little tired, Howie. You ready to go?
Yeah, one sec. I just need to sign this contract.
What is it?
Well, we ran into a problem about my share of the patent, so we're forming a partnership to split anything we make equally.
Sheldon, did you draft the contract?
You bet I did.
Oof. You're gonna make out so hard tonight.
You're just gonna sign this without having a lawyer look at it?
Do I, excuse me? I've been drafting contracts since kindergarten. Didn't need a lawyer to get me out of finger painting. Don't need one now.
I know, but...
Hey, honey, the guys were nice enough to find a way to keep me from being cut out.
Well, I should hope so. The whole thing was your idea.
Well, to be fair, Howard's idea was based on Sheldon's math.
Guys, everyone is involved in this. Okay, Howard's invention, Sheldon's math, my original theory that space-time was like a super-cold liquid, which I'm sure Penny would have mentioned if she wasn't working on that hangnail right now.
What?
Honey, this is fine.
You want to sign a contract that Sheldon whipped up? Go ahead.
Can I talk to you in the hall?
Sure.
Excuse us.
Hey, Leonard.
What?
If she doesn't think that we should apply for this patent, she's being patently absurd.
Good one.
Okay, you got it. See, I was afraid it was a thinker.
What are you doing?
I just want to make sure you've thought this through.
What's to think about? We have an invention and want to move forward.
Howie, you're about to form a legal partnership with Sheldon Cooper.
If you're going to calmly make excellent points, then I don't know if I want to talk to you. Okay, I get it. And it's sweet that you're worried about me, but I can take care of myself.
I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about me. I don't want to go through this pregnancy listening to you complain about Sheldon driving you crazy more than you already do.
Oh, here we go with the ironclad logic again.
Tried to work with him before. Hasn't gone well. Why is this time going to be any different?
Is the fetus helping you? Because that's cheating.
Hello?
Hey, Rosh. It's Claire. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Really good. Well, I don't know why I said really good. I'm just regular good. I really just wanted to sound confident. And that really was a real really, not a fake really, like the first really.
Really?
I don't know, I lost track and I missed my exit. So what's up?
Well, last time we talked, I had just gotten back together with my boyfriend and I wanted to let you know that things didn't work out.
Really? I'm sorry, I swear I know other words.
So, if you were still interested?
Yes, indeed, absolutely, indubitably. Not even sure what the last one means, but it's another word and I know it.
So,
when do you want to meet up?
I'm almost off work. What are you doing now?
Right now? Well, actually, to be completely honest, I'm stopping by to see my ex-girlfriend because she's having a tough time, but...
It's not like we're getting back together or anything.
Let me guess. The worst part about breaking up is that she doesn't have her best friend to talk to anymore?
That's exactly what she said. How do you know that?
I'm a girl. It's like page one out of the playbook.
Any chance you could send me a PDF of that playbook?
Out there a while.
Hope everything's okay.
I wonder what they're talking about.
If you guys would shut up, I could tell you. Be cool.
Hey.
Hello. You guys all right?
Yeah, but we were talking, and I'm a little concerned about the three of us forming a partnership.
Are you suggesting a limited liability corporation? Because I did not LLC that coming.
Sheldon, my concern is not with the money or anything. It's with how you treat me.
Well, I believe I'm treating you generously. That's why I've stipulated in the contract that your contributions to our invention are as valuable as my own.
Are you saying that his contributions aren't as valuable as yours?
No, I am not saying that, because I kept saying that this morning, and Leonard said, stop saying that.
Kathy, this is what happens every time we work together.
You know, hang on. What if Sheldon had no choice but to be respectful?
What, is there a switch on the back of his neck we don't know about?
No, what I'm saying is you could add a clause to the contract that he can't make fun of Howard.
How would you enforce it?
Oh, please. Any contract I sign is enforced by my own personal code of ethics.
And his obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Yeah, that too. No, and scoot over. Part of your shadow's on my spot.
Howard, what do you think?
I'm on board.
I'll add it right now. Oh, baby, it's addendum time.
Hello?
Hey, Emily, listen. I've been thinking, and I'm not sure it's a good idea that I come over.
Oh. Okay, I understand.
No, no, please don't cry.
Okay, I'll stop.
Hello?
Hey, so listen, Claire, change of plans.
Fine, do what you want. But she's playing you.
I don't think so. She sounded pretty upset.
You mean like...
I was just really looking forward to seeing you. I'm having such a rough day.
Emily, listen. I'm sorry, but I can't come by.
Why not?
I think we both know if I come over, we're going to get back together. And
I told you I needed a friend. What do you think is happening here?
Call you right back.
The revisions I made start on page 4.
Wow, that is a lot of whereupons.
You should see the Valentine's Day card he gave me.
Article 3, as it pertains to this project, Dr. Sheldon Cooper promises to abstain from all insulting or disrespectful language directed toward Howard Wolowitz, including but not limited to mockery of engineering, his height, his hair, his wardrobe, and his insane belief that the Ghost Rider movie was, quote, not that bad.
Well, hang on. Maybe there should be a no-insult clause about me, too.
Do you still like cilantro?
Yeah.
You're tying my hands here.
All right, let's sign this.
Wait, wait, wait. What are these changes on page 6?
Sheldon, what did you do?
I should have known.
25% of profits due to Sheldon Cooper will be allocated to a scholarship fund for the firstborn child of Howard and Bernadette Wolowitz. Sheldon, that's so nice.
That beats the onesie I was going to get them from Baby Gap.
That's very generous, Sheldon.
Oh, I've always valued education over money. And the very fact that you needed a written guarantee of respect made me realize how dismissive I've been of your contributions.
I appreciate that.
And I just hope that this scholarship can rescue your child from the subpar education and menial life of an engineer.
Sheldon!
What? I didn't sign it yet.
I hear what you're saying, but I've known Emily a long time, and I think she deserves the benefit of the doubt.
All right, it's your life. But you know how this is gonna end.
As a matter of fact, I do. I'm gonna comfort her, because I'm a caring and decent friend who's happy to be there when she needs someone to talk to.
Good dog.